Hello, 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 guys. This is your girl Zara. And I just wanted to share with you, actually, this blog post about the three books which totally transformed the way I thought about business, the way I operated my business, from last year, actually. 2016 was my year of really educating myself on how to run a successful and profitable business. Up until that point, i.e. 2016, I truly believed that I thought I was running businesses, but I was actually just running hobbies. But what really pushed me to say, you know what, Zara, it's time for you to, you know, educate yourself properly if you want to do this entrepreneurial thing full time, was leaving my full time job. So I couldn't afford to keep pushing money into my businesses, because what would happen is that I would get paid a salary at the end of the month, and, you know, part of my salary will go into my business, and, you know, there wasn't proper accountability. I didn't have proper planning. I would just, you know, whenever I needed money, I'll take it from my salary, use it in the business, and if it made money, hey. If it didn't, hey, I'll get paid the next month. But, you know, leaving my job into November 2016 really motivated me to say, Zara, if you're doing this entrepreneurial thing full time, you have to know what you're doing. So I started out, you know, doing a lot of research online about, you know, how to run a successful business, you know, strategies for running a successful business. And I came across a couple of books and a couple of training programs, which I can truly say has transformed the way I think about my business and the way I operate my business. And I've truly invested, you know, time and energy into applying these principles into my life. So the first book that I would like to share with you is Start With Why: How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action by Simon Sinek, which is a global bestseller. And Simon Sinek is also a, you know, a TED sensation, with his TED talk on, you know, starting with why. And anybody who has been following my business journey and my practice and my consultancy will know that throughout 2016 I was talking about this. This was my favorite quote, you know, that, you know, people don't buy what you do, they buy why you do it. And if you came to me for any business advice, the first thing I would send to you is the TED talk by Simon Sinek, which I've also included a link to in this blog post. So yeah, this book for me, funny enough, actually, as I said, it was actually the TED talk which spoke to me, you know, and by listening to that TED talk, I just got it. And, you know, for me, I really started to dig deep and think about, why am I running this business? You know, who is this business for? And, you know, what value am I trying to give to my customers and my clients? And, you know, really starting with why and answering that question helped to gain a lot of clarity with regards to what I was doing, because I'm somebody who does a lot, and I had so many different ideas running in parallel, you know. But, you know, having this concept of starting with why helps me to narrow down my focus and really get to the crux of, you know, what my business was trying to do. And it also helps me to communicate that clearly with my customers and my clients. So when you really know why you're doing something, it translates, it comes through in everything that you do. You know, when it comes to the way you speak, when it comes to the way you address your customers and your clients, the way you market your business, clearly defining and understanding your why really helps you to get that message across and connect with your customers on a deeper level. So, you know, in the book, there's a chapter on, you know, the clarity of why, the discipline of how, and the consistency of what. And you'd really need to, you know, read the book to get another level of detail and appreciate the concept even more. And that's what I found with reading this book, that, you know, it takes the, if you love the TED Talk, then this book takes it to the next level, and it really gives you the tools you need to identify your why and incorporate that why into the operation of your business to transform the way you do business. So I'd like to also share a quote from the book, which is actually from the first page, and it's something that really speaks to me, because I'm someone who has identified that my mission in life is to serve and to inspire and to empower. So, you know, this book was truly made for me. And the quote goes as thus: there are leaders and there are those who lead. Leaders hold a position of power or influence. Those who lead inspire us. Whether individuals or organizations, we follow those who lead not because we have to, but because we want to. We follow those who lead not for them, but for ourselves. This is a book for those who want to inspire others and for those who want to find someone to inspire them. So yes, that's a beautiful start to the book. And, you know, as I said, I love this book so much, and it's like a business Bible to me. And, you know, I read it in small doses, and, you know, I read it according to how I'm feeling at the time and what I need for my business, and, you know, when I need clarity. And I would truly recommend this book to anybody who is struggling with their business, and you don't even need to be struggling, to be honest. You know, anybody who wants to take their business to the next level, who truly wants to connect with their customers, and their purpose and their vision, I would truly recommend this book to you to read. So that's my first, you know, book for business owners, for entrepreneurs. And the second book, again, like, if Simon Sinek's book transformed the way I thought about business, Key Person of Influence by Daniel Priestley transformed the way I did business. You know, I used to think that I did not know how to run a business, but, you know, the Key Person of Influence book and going on the Key Person of Influence Accelerator has permanently made an impact on me and the way I think about my business. So it's a 5-step method to become one of the most highly valued and highly paid people in your industry. And what I love about Key Person of Influence is that it gives you step-by-step practical tips on how to become a key person of influence and truly start to reap the rewards of all your business efforts. Because what you find, or what I found, is that, you know, people do different parts of this 5-step method, but by combining all 5 of them, you're able to leverage or harness, you know, a sort of magical power, subhanAllah, that just takes your business to the next level. So for me, you know, reading the book and answering the Key Person of Influence scorecard to identify which of the 5 areas I was lacking in and which of the 5 areas I needed to improve really helped me to focus and realize that there was a step in this process, or a couple of steps in this process, that I was not doing, and that's why I was not making money from my business and my business was not profitable. So the 5-step method is actually the 5 P's. It's pitch, your ability to communicate your value and uniqueness through your spoken word. The second P is publish, your ability to gain credibility through authoring content. The third P is product, your ability to scale your value through an elegant product and service ecosystem. The fourth P is profile, your ability to become known, liked, and trusted in your industry. And the fifth P is partnership, the ability to structure and maintain strategic relationships that benefit everyone involved. And I found that, you know, all the things I was doing with my business slash hobby, you know, ensured that I had a massive profile. So, you know, people knew who I was, people liked me, people, you know, trusted me, I believe. You know, I had a massive Instagram following, but I was not making money from my business. And for me, I found that the missing link really was the product section. And that's definitely something that I've been working on throughout 2017, is productizing my business, and also the publish section, because through publishing content, your voice is magnified, and you can reach out to people who connect with your content by sharing, you know, your voice and your story and your what you're about online. Even, you know, it's a massive platform, publishing content online, not even getting to the point of publishing a book, but, you know, hopefully getting to that point. But even publishing content online helps you to connect with your target audience. And by productizing, you're able to channel and funnel, you know, that profile and the publicity, and turn that into money. And you know, one of the quotes that I love the most, or that sticks with me, is, you know, products and services don't make money, product and service ecosystems make money. And building an ecosystem is an investment. Building an ecosystem is hard work. Building an ecosystem takes time and takes money, but it's a worthwhile investment. It will take you, you know, 12 to 18 months to build a robust product ecosystem, but you know, it's worth the investment, because you will spend the same 12 to 18 months, you know, running around chasing your tail, still exchanging time for money, and at the end of the day, you're none the better. So, you know, for me, that was a big revelation, that I needed to build a product ecosystem if I truly wanted to scale my value and earn more money through my business. So, my favorite quote, you know, I have so many favorite quotes from this book, and I've highlighted so much of it. I literally have, you know, pencil marks and scribbles and, you know, aha moments all over this book. And as I said, I'm also part of the Key Person of Influence Accelerator program. The one that really sticks to me, and I even have written in my self-affirmation notebook, is, "You are already standing on a mountain of value. Your story is valuable, your experience is unique, and you are highly valuable as you are. You don't need to learn new skills. You are ready to create value now. You are no longer on this planet to be a consumer. You are here to produce. You are ready to establish yourself as a key person of influence through creative output, not through further consumption. All of your future learnings will come from a process of producing value, not through pursuing other people's stories or chasing distant trends." So yeah, so that that really speaks to me, especially as a high performing individual who, you know, used to seek validation through, you know, accolades and certificates. And, you know, a lot of us high performers feel as though, you know, if we're not certified, you know, we need to have one more certificate, one more master's, one more degree, you know, one more qualification, one more course we have to go on to show our value, to prove our value, before we can take that next jump or that next leap with our business. But you know, this book and this quote and this methodology just reminded me that, you know, I am already standing on a mountain of value. I am valuable as I am. You know, I have so much to give as I am. I do not need another qualification. I do not need a piece of paper to tell me that I'm valuable or tell the world that I'm valuable. You know, if a client or a customer needs to see a piece of paper before they trust me, then either I'm not communicating my value well enough, or they're just not the person for me. And so, you know, for me, you know, really, really owning my personal story, being unique, being vulnerable, and, you know, as I said, owning my personal story has helped me to connect with my customer story, and to build out a robust robust picture of who my customer is and what their challenges are, and how what I have to offer to help them overcome their challenges. So this book, please guys, honestly, if you are truly serious about running a successful, profitable, sustainable business, you have to read, you know, Key Person of Influence by Daniel Priestley. And I would also advise you to take the Key Person of Influence scorecard questionnaire, which I've also provided a link to. And the last book that I'd like to share with you is actually by Daniel's dad, Andrew Priestley, who is my business coach, and his book is called Starting. You might have a good idea for a business, but have you got a good business for your idea? And, you know, even from the title, you're like, okay, this book is going to really shake things up for me. Because as entrepreneurs, we know that it's our ideas. It's all about we hold our ideas so close. And a lot of the time, I'm that person. I'm the ideas person. You know, as soon as I see businesses everywhere for me, like if I see a challenge, if I see something that's not working, my brain automatically thinks of a solution as a business. But you know, this book really challenged me to think that, okay, I might have a good idea for a business, but have I got a good business for my idea? And this really goes to the crux of understanding what business is, what the components of a successful business is, you know, in terms of knowing your target customers and having the right team, understanding your market and your business model, and having the systems and processes to back that up, having the products to back that up. You know, what are you going to sell? How much are you going to sell it for? You know, and a lot of people don't think about this when it comes to business. They just say, oh, I have this idea, and they jump straight into it. And you know, a lot of people hold their ideas so closely, and if someone challenges them and says, oh, that's not going to work, they get really offended. So I love this book because it really challenges that notion of, you know, all you need is an idea, all you need is passion, you know. But businesses don't become profitable or successful off of passion. And there's a quote here that I love. I'm going to share two quotes, and it says, I would never have started that business, which is why I think most people avoid planning. You know, they can't entertain the idea that their idea won't work. So I think that's so true. Like, if you start to tell people to start planning, you know, things start to get revealed to them, and they're just like, no, it's going to mess up I want my idea to work. So you just avoid planning altogether, you don't do your accounts, and it's a downward spiral from there. But there's actually a quote that I would like to share with you, and it really gives you insight into what you'd get by reading this book. And it says here, why exactly did you start your business? what exactly is your business idea or concept? Is it clear? Who exactly is your target customer and why them? Who is your management and operating team? Why them? Is there proof that a minimum viable target market exists? And what is the exact route to that target market? What exactly are you going to sell? For how much? Do the numbers stack up? Is it worth doing? What is your business model? Why that one? Is it a boutique or scalable business? And are your systems and processes documented? So that's a bit of a mouthful, but I will add it into the blog post below so you can really read it and think about it and think about your business against these different markers. And if you're unable to answer these questions, then do you truly know your business? Can you truly convince an investor to, you know, invest thousands of pounds into your business if you yourself can't answer these fundamental questions? And these are fundamental questions that you'll also have in a business plan, yet a lot of us who claim to be running businesses do not have a robust business plan. You know, why? Because when it comes to answering these questions, we become scared, we're unable to answer these questions. It's too challenging, it's too hard, so we avoid it altogether and just keep going, keep plugging money into our ideas, whether there's a good business for it or not. And then we wonder why our businesses are not profitable. We wonder why, you know, we're not making money. We go out and seek more money and more funding when really and truly we may not have a good business model from the start. So those are my three top books for anybody who is running a business, needs help just gaining that clarity on, you know, how to run a successful business, and really wants to invest in themselves and educate themselves on, you know, how they can take their businesses to the next level and take their businesses from, you know, hobbies to, you know, profitable, scalable enterprises. If you have read these books and you agree with me, if there's anything that you want to share, if you have a favorite quote from the book, then please do share it with me. I would love, love, love to hear other people who have benefited from, you know, any of these three books, and I would love to know why exactly these books speak to you. If you haven't, you know, read any of these books, but as a result of this audio, you decide to pick one up and it truly does speak to you and help you, then I would love your feedback as well. Just, you know, drop me a note to say, Zara, girl, like, this book has done this for me. You know, I would love that. So, you know, do come back to me and tell me whether you have benefited from these books as much as I have benefited from these books. You know, I've added links to Amazon as well. If you want to purchase these books, you can also get it on Amazon Kindle if you're unable to get the physical books. You know, get it on Kindle, you know, download the app. It literally, the app is free. Download the app and you can, you know, download books. Because this is just the first of many book reviews. I will be recommending more books, which I feel that, you know, you need to read and, you know, to invest in yourself and develop yourself. So thank you for listening to this audio and this book review. I hope you have enjoyed it and benefited from it. Do make sure you share your reviews and comments with me. I'd love to know how these books have also transformed your lives and the way you do business. If you are feeling a bit stuck with your business, saying you need some advice, you need some help, you want some coaching, then do feel free to book a session with me, book a strategy session with me, and I would love to work with you on your business goals, help you gain the clarity that you need to truly thrive in your business, own your personal story, and start to build a sustainable and profitable enterprise yourself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bye for now.